Hey guys, this is episode 1 of Sales and Stanzas. Today is September 20th, 2018. I'm your host, a decade later, aka Anthony. Probably better to just go by my non-stage name. But what I want you guys to get out of this program more than anything is basically for any aspect of sales and marketing, any sort of sales hacks, selling yourself too. Last year, I wrote a book about selling yourself and how it translates so much to the actual sales process, to the life of an entrepreneur, and especially as a writer, something that I abandoned for a long time, a long, long part of my life, which really relates to a lot of reasons why entrepreneurs, why salespeople lose faith in a way. They're worried about the judgments of other people. They're worried about the judgments of their family. They have a dream, but they think it's way too far. I have to put in too much. It's that saying that every great journey starts with one step. No, it's not something your grandma just threw out there. It's actually a real thing. It really does do it, because if you don't lift weights, you're never going to get strong. If you don't start walking, you're never going to start to run. If you never start to run, you're never going to complete a marathon. You may not be the best marathon runner in the world. You may not be the best writer in the world. But something I was talking with one of my friends, founder and head of the project Paradox and Poetry, Travis Thomas, he really inspired me recently to really just let it out there. Write shit. Write stupid stuff. Send a bad lead. Make a mistake on something. Nobody gives a crap about perfect people. Nobody really is impressed. I'm sorry, especially in this world of just everybody has to be perfect in a way. You know, you have to have filters, you have to have Photoshop of this. Nobody really looks up to people who are perfect. Nobody looks up to people who have always been awesome, like Halo Fold, Gary Vaynerchuk, these guys, even Tony Robbins. Everybody looks to these people as, these guys are authorities, these guys are awesome, how do I get to be like them? And even for me, I recently wrote a poem in tribute of one of my heroes of all time, Marvin Gaye, musically, artistically, as a hustler, as an entrepreneur, because these men and women and other people who have inspired me, they never ran away from what they were. They admitted what they were. They admitted their faults. They reflected on their mistakes. Anybody who says that they're perfect, never made a mistake, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be associated with you. I'm sorry, really. Because the most amazing people in my life, the people who've inspired me the most, are the ones who have been through it the most, who have messed up the most, who have been the most humble, who have been the most grateful, who've been the most awesome people in the world. It was literally next month, 26 when I left, but it was 7 years ago. I left the U.S. I wasn't a perfect person. I had a good job, but I took advantage of it. I didn't hustle. I didn't really market myself. I had an MBA since I went through an undergraduate program, and I got really cocky in a way with my career, with my life, with everything, but I wasn't really happy. I had money, I had a car, I had some debts, but not much. But I really didn't appreciate people around me. I didn't appreciate opportunities that I had. There was a lot of me time. There's nothing wrong with me time. I'm a classic introvert extrovert mix who just, you know, I can be the life of the party when I want to, but if I want to just go home and be by myself, that's cool too. But the problem was I was indulging, and I was indulging way too much. There's many types of indulgences. Maybe we'll go into that in a later episode, that I was really, in a way, killing myself in many ways, especially creatively. In the ways of creativity, creatively. Sorry, it's a little early here. It's about 7:30 a.m. This is your coffee time. This is your thinking time. For me, this is the time that since I left the States, I've really tried my best to have this be me time. And by me time, I mean not I'm gonna sleep in, not I'm gonna play video games, not I'm gonna smoke pot or whatever people like to do in their me time. For them, in their me time. But this is time that I've really challenged myself. I've really taken it to writing, to photographing, city life. I'm a kid who, I was an army corporate brat, spent my final years in high school, living in a town of 3,000, it's now 5,000 people, woohoo. But when I was working professionally, I was working and living in a city of 300,000. Now I live in a city of 10 million, plus a huge diaspora of Venezuelans, which will come up later. And this is something that city life is so fascinating to me. There's so many amazing people. I'm living in Bogota, Colombia, as I previously mentioned. But I love traveling around. I love meeting people, especially entrepreneurs, young, old, and not traditional entrepreneurs. I have a friend who runs a business and a podcast out of that business, and he showcases other entrepreneurs. I'd love to have him on an episode to kind of do kind of a shrimp parade of which, if you're not familiar, it means kind of like what you do with your social media. If you want to really grow and hack your system to grow your audience, you gotta bring other people on board. You gotta promote them. It's sales and marketing, working as an artist, which is why we call this sales and stanzas. You really gotta know it's more about working together with people than working for people. And when you work together with people, it's not about self-promotion, it's not selfies, it's not look at me doing what I'm doing. It's look at me going to help other people. It's look at this cool person that I met today. Look at this cool meeting I had and what they're doing. It's okay to say what you did, but the main focus should be the other person so you can champion them. And don't ever try to figure out ROI. How am I going to get something out of this? That's your problem. That's what you got to do. But when you're doing marketing, it's about your self-marketing. It's about showing how awesome you are, but also showing how awesome you are by talking to other people, letting them tell their story. And as you can tell by having a podcast, I like to talk a lot. Learning when to shut the fuck up sometimes and just listen. This is something that I had to learn very hard later in my career. And I say later in my career, I've only really had 17 years of working, and I got at least 40 more ahead of me. Definitely, I know that. I was actually just talking with my wife this morning about the Japanese principle. I don't remember the word, but basically, when you start to slow down in your life, when you start to retire, you don't work anymore, you start to die. And I I really believe this, honest to God. I've been working since I was 15. I've been a sailboat builder. I've been a gardener. I've been a trash man. I've been a janitor. I've been a cook for 2 days. I sucked at it. I've been a waiter. I've been a busboy. I've been a dishwasher. I've been a CEO. I've been kicked out of a company I started for capital reasons and also personalities. And it's something that you need to realize more than anything as an artist, as an entrepreneur, as a husband, as a friend, as a brother, as a human being. Nobody owes you anything. And you always have to be ready to prove yourself. And it's, like I said earlier with exercise, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. It's so easy to be an awesome person and help other people. But at the same time, I do like to kind of give a caveat of you got to keep your ears open. You got to keep your eyes open. And you got to know when you're being used. You got to know when not to sell yourself short. You got to know when to give and when to get. And a lot of times, things that people like to do to hack the system is they give things away for free. And that's cool. I love free things. You love free things. I'm giving this podcast away for free as well. I don't want this to ever become a paid subscription or anything like that. I want this to help as many people as possible. But you can't give everything away. You gotta have at some point a cutoff. You gotta say, this is my fee. This is what I can do for that fee. If you like it, cool. If not, let's just be friends. Let's just go out once a month for a coffee. But don't give away every single thing. This is something I really... It was hard for me to learn. I was raised as a child. I was raised to give, not get. To always kind of keep your head down. Not grow a beard. Not get tattoos. Not marry non-Italian Catholic women. To stay 30 years at the same company and work through all that and get a pension someday. And I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this. We don't really talk that much, and a few of those reasons I gave you are reasons why. Because to my mom, I'm a disappointment. And to a lot of people, to their parents, they're disappointments. Because they decided to become an artist. Because they decided to paint. Because they decided to write. Become a poet. One of my favorite poets of all time, Alejandro Jodorowsky. Ukrainian family, Chilean born. He not only opened my eyes first to avant-garde style film, but poetry. And it was in his Spanish poetry and his later films of his career. I really hope to maybe have him on the podcast someday or just meet him in person. He's very open. He's living in Paris. Maybe I'll get back there and meet him. But him and a dear friend of mine, Maria, she's a poet from Venezuela. These two writers, these two amazingly talented people who were writing and communicating in a language that I am slowly working through learning. They really taught me a lot. They taught me so much about just getting stuff out there, taking risks. And it really inspired me sales-wise, too. There were a lot of projects. Many people know I do advisory on sales and marketing coaching, market entrance, especially in the Latin American region, and also blockchain and Bitcoin applications. And there was a lot of projects that I was kind of involved with. I wasn't really hacking the system. I wasn't really dedicating myself to it. I was spreading myself thin. It even affected my personal relationships. I wasn't being as good of a brother, a husband, as a son, as I could have been. And too often we always think of what people can do for us and not what we can do for them. So to all those who have inspired me, who gave the foundation to this podcast, who really inspired Sales and Stanzas, I want to give a real quick shout out, re-say who these people are. I'll kind of have later episodes to kind of mention again who they are, but I want to kind of give this as a summary before we do the next step on the stanza side. So big shout out to Nick Berry. Hustle Condition is his podcast. You can find that on iTunes. It's Hustle Condition, all one word. Nick Berry with a B, with a E. Sorry, of course it's with a B. But E-R-R-Y. Nick, N-I-C-K-B-E-R-R-Y. Business, awesome sales and marketing podcast. Hustle Condition, one word. Travis Thomas, you can find him on Instagram or under the hashtag Paradox and Poetry. Paradox and Poetry, one of my fellow expatriate brothers of another mother living down here in Colombia. Absolutely one of the most driven, organized, focused people I've ever seen. Honestly, really got me back into the groove. An amazing, impartial person. I can bounce my ideas, just send a voice message. Yesterday I was in the street in Bogota and I saw graffiti and wrote some bars for a possible future hip-hop song, and just be able to send that. And maybe they don't have the time to listen to it, but he always does. He always makes the time. Maybe not right away, but he's one of the most amazing people. If you're interested in amazing poetry, writing, and possibly just connecting with a really cool entrepreneur, he's one of them. Catalina Perez, she's the founder, young entrepreneur of one of my favorite new projects I'm working with, called Wax Up Candles, all one word, Wax Up Candles on Instagram. You can find it on my Instagram profile a decade later. They're our preferred sponsor for most of our initiatives at Decade Later. Really because she has an amazing product, she has an amazing, beautiful personality, and she's a young entrepreneur. And so many people really helped me in what I do, and I really want her to really shine, and she's inspired me through our work together. Really also a number one person who really taught me the most about being humble. Big shout out to my dad, George Conrad. Hope you listen to this episode sometime. I should have said this in the beginning, but Dad, I'm sorry for swearing so much. We didn't talk most of my life. There's a lot of other reasons to that. We may go into possibly exploring those things in a later episode as to why. But also, what's important is that we are talking now. We do talk not nearly as much as we should. But it was something that I really had to be a man about, not to take a enforce gender stereotypes, I'm sorry, but I really did. I really had to step up, I had to take control of my life, and I had to realize if I want my dad, who I didn't talk to for a long time, to be a part of my life, I had to step up and do it myself. Reach out, find him, talk to him, work the shit out, work out the kinks, and make him my best friend. And he is my best friend. I love you, Dad. But the reason why I really want to bring this up is he taught me one of the most amazing lessons, and we'll close on this for this first episode of Sales and Stanzas, before I read one of my latest writings. He taught me one time, because as you could tell, I love to talk, about a guy he met one time. He was traveling, he was at a hotel bar, and he spoke to this guy, and it was really interesting guy, amazing conversation. They spoke for probably over an hour, And when the guy left, my dad realized I didn't know anything about him other than his name and where he worked. And it was because this guy was so just entranced in a way, just listening, asking questions, finding out more about me. That's what really drove the conversation, was not somebody speaking about themselves, but somebody who really wanted to listen, who really just wanted to understand who I was, and asked so many questions that he really just absolutely was one of the most interesting people he ever met. And it was because all he did was listen and not talk about himself. And especially in terms of really what I did in terms of my career, in terms of what I've done in terms of sales, it's really transformed my sales process. So once again, thank you, Dad. That's an amazing fucking lesson you taught me. Again, sorry for swearing, but I love you so much. You're my best friend, and you really changed my entire outlook on life and my career, and I hope that my listeners understand that and try it themselves. Go into a sales meeting, go into a pitch meeting, and give the highlights, but try to find out more and more and more about your clients, about your friends, about your family when you talk to them. You'll be amazed at how different conversations go when you start shutting your mouth and start listening more. So thank you, guys. I'm going to continue this podcast with a separate part of stanzas. This is going to be the format of the show. We'll have a good 20-25 minutes of me talking with somebody, myself maybe. Maybe make a call to my dad, my best friend, or Nick, or one of my good friends, and really let you guys give you a heads up on who's going to be here, let you send in some questions, and get you guys set up on that. So thank you again for listening to Sales and Stanzas. I've been your host, Anthony. Thanks, guys. Chains of modernity. Blinded as we claim to see, free though we remain bound by shackles, not by those of steel and iron, but by beliefs, the lack of desire to embrace what's true. Comfort of myth and legend, ignorance cloaks us in pride and shame. Convenience destroys memories of pain and suffering in minutes. But only for those who observe through screens and filtered information, those who live within our devices, they cannot forget, cannot ignore the stabs, hunger pains, torture by those who claim to protect, misguided paths to equality. The victim is told that because of the actions of others, the violence and death is justified. It's a tough job. Just give it time to change. Don't speak up. It's unpatriotic. They're trying their best. If you lay down with a dog, you'll get fleas. Words meant to silence, not to correct the wrongs. Those who bear the largest, shiniest crosses, those who defend the Romans, killing the Christ in each of us, they forget the greatest commandment of their God they claim to love. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. For they see their attendance and faith as an exception to the foundation of their creed.